Okay, so welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be looking at something that's really kind of shaken up the gaming world.
Yeah.
It's I'm a big fan of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before. Yeah. Sure. The classic games and
classics. Yeah.
And this is something that is really, really different.
Different, yeah.
It's a new game called Dingus Kong, and we're just going to be looking at the press release that they put out today.
Right.
But, you know, just from this press release alone,
yeah,
this is really kind of taking everybody by storm.
Yeah, it's something.
So I'm really fascinated to hear your take on all this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Dingus Kong, this isn't Donkey Kong.
No.
It's actually Donkey Kong's brother.
Right.
Apparently, according to his press release, he's this lesser-known brother, Dingus Kong, who forcibly retired Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it's an interesting take on the lore of Donkey Kong.
I mean, I'm not sure how canon this is,
right?
But it's really so he's retired Donkey Kong, taken over,
yeah,
and his whole goal in this game, which is, you know, completely different from any Donkey Kong game,
right,
is to murder Mario.
Yes.
And eat Princess Peach.
Yeah, it's really dark humor.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like, you know, sort of subverting the tropes of classic video games.
Yeah.
Taking the damsel and flipping it.
Right. It's not a damsel in distress anymore.
No.
It's like a damsel on the menu.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it's really it's a dark, dark premise.
It is. It's certainly out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna raise some eyebrows, I think.
So, you know, and speaking of raising eyebrows,
yeah,
they talk a lot about the violence in this
yes.
game. They say that there are over 13,000 different ways
13,000
to kill Mario.
It's hard to even fathom
yeah.
that number.
And one of the reviewers that they quoted in this press release said something along the lines of, you know, the realistic intestines spread across the screen.
Yeah. I mean, you can't unsee that for sure.
So what do you make of all this violence?
Well, you know, on the one hand,
yeah,
it's kind of like, I don't know, it's maybe giving players
yeah.
a lot of freedom, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not just, you know, hitting a button
wow.
and the same animation plays every time.
Yeah.
There's all this variety.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, yeah. you know, is it desensitizing?
Yeah.
Is it too much?
Yeah, and the other thing that really kind of blew my mind
yeah.
is that they're rating this game AAA.
AAA.
Which, you know, typically means a big budget game
right.
for all ages.
For the whole family to enjoy. Yeah.
So how do you reconcile that
yeah.
with what they're presenting here?
I mean, is it satire? Are they commenting on the rating system itself?
Right, or are they trying to mislead people?
Yeah. Yeah, it's unclear.
Yeah, and then there's also this MK Ultra HD technology.
Right.
That they keep bringing up in the press release.
Yeah.
They say that the graphics and the audio are so realistic.
Yeah.
That you can't even turn the volume down.
Right.
And that it may even cause PTSD.
It's a bold claim
yeah.
to make.
So what do you think about this MK Ultra HD?
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's this combination mm-hmm. of super realistic graphics.
Right.
Incredibly detailed sound.
Yeah.
Maybe even, you know, some sort of haptic feedback to
yeah,
really,
yeah.
you know, pull you into the experience.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, I don't know, can a game really cause PTSD?
Yeah, it's a big question.
It is.
But they also mentioned, you know, kind of adding to this disturbing factor.
Okay. Yeah.
They mentioned a trophy wall where Dingus Kong is collecting pieces of Mario's body.
In Mario. Yeah.
So what do you make of that?
I mean, it's really disturbing, right? To think
yeah.
that's, you know, I mean, what is that saying about,
yeah.
you know, the game and, you know, it's like, is it glorifying violence?
Right.
Is it fetishizing violence?
Yeah.
And how does that affect, you know, younger players especially?
Right. Right.
I mean, it's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
So I mean, this whole thing is just a really kind of bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Mix of humor
oh, yeah.
and gore and
all these implications.
Yeah, unsettling implications.
Yeah.
So I mean, is Dingus Kong just an outlier here?
I don't know.
Or is this a sign of things to come?
It's hard to say, right? I mean, it's definitely pushing boundaries. It's going to get a reaction, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But what kind of reaction?
Yeah.
And what does that say about us as consumers of games, of entertainment?
Right.
You know, it's a big question.
Big questions.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there for today.
Yeah.
But this is definitely something that I'm going to be thinking about for a while.
Me too.
And I encourage all of you listeners out there to think about it too.
Absolutely.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah.
So until next time.
See you then.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.